Let's say a bolster reached the edge of the bed. Now, the rich black soil that well, almost anything would grow in, what would you call that?
I'm not close enough to the farm, I think, to have a word for that.
Well, it would make a good garden.
Loam?
Now, a field that you let grow up in grass and cut the hay off, what would that be, sir?
A stubble field.
But, I mean, if you...
Well, it'd be a pasture. If you think a wheat field, I think you'd call it a stubble field, but if it was grass, it would be still pasture.
Did you ever use the word meadow for anything?
No, I don't think so.
Now, a field is kind of wet most of the year.
Mm-hmm.
There are trees. Trees growing in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could say it was boggy or swampy.
Any difference between the two?
Sure. Really, swamp wouldn't be a field at all. You could say if a field is boggy. No, swamp wouldn't apply. There'd be more water than land in that case.
Would you have any name for a place when a river had overflowed and then the water couldn't get out, it just had to wait for it to dry out?
Say a pond.
You ever use the term slough around?
No.
Now, what's some of the streams up around Marysville that you can recollect?
Well, there's a big Darby and a little Darby. We call them Great Creeks. Also, there was a tiny stream that ran through the town, which was used as something as a natural sewer, and we call that a run. But we didn't have anything but creeks around there.
What did the Big Darby run into?
Oh, it ran into the river, Syod River.
Something a good deal higher than that, which you wouldn't have around Marysville, would be a...
Well, that'd be a mountain, I suppose.